The Obama administration today took a second step toward implementing a national ocean policy. The first step was in September when an administration task force headed by Nancy Sutley, chairwoman of the Council on Environmental Quality, recommended setting up a White House-level ocean council to oversee the interaction of the various federal agencies with jurisdiction over the ocean and coast. The second step is a planning framework that's now available on the White House website for public comment. Basically, the task force broke the nation's coasts down to regions. Between now and 2015, the agencies would put together plans for each region involving such things as habitat, fisheries, energy development, and recreation. Task force members had a news conference this morning. They downplayed any notion that the federal government would be increasing regulation. Sutley said they want to work with the states, local governments, and tribes in each region.
Under this framework, coastal and marine spatial planning would be regional in scope, developed cooperatively among federal, state, tribal, and local authorities, and regional governance structures with substantial stakeholder and public input.
The regions are based on ecosystems. Alaska would be a single planning region of its own, even though it actually involves five different ecosystems. Paul Sandifer of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this sort of coordination is much needed by the agencies and shouldn't be seen as a threat by industry.
I think what the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning Framework allows, it provides this opportunity for the federal agencies to work together with states and regional counterparts to take a comprehensive look and help businesses make the best decisions for them and for all the stakeholders. So it really is a cross-sector activity, and I don't think it will be different business for those industries by themselves, but it certainly will allow us to do our jobs of review and consideration of alternatives in a much more holistic and collaborative fashion.
The task force includes the Interior and Homeland Security Departments, the Environmental Protection Agency, as well as the White House and NOAA. The Interior Department's Associate Deputy Secretary Laura Davis said she anticipated that the procedures for offshore oil and gas leasing would stay pretty much the same under the regional plans.
I don't think it's going to change what the company would do. What we envision with regard to coastal and marine spatial planning is that it would build upon current planning processes, not supersede them.
The Coast Guard added that the plans will be helpful in deciding how to deploy their assets offshore. CEQ head Sutley stressed that the task force is concentrating on what she called a bottom-up planning approach.